All right, spring is in the air, and there are some new exhibitions starting this week at the Rehoboth Art League. To tell us all about them is the executive director of the Rehoboth Art League, Sarah Ganter. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, talk to me about these exhibitions. They all start on Friday, correct?
That's correct. We have 5 new exhibitions that open this Friday. May is always a big time for us because we officially open a couple more buildings on campus, including the historic homestead. So we do have a special exhibition of collection pieces in there, which depicts springtime, so it's perfect for this time of year. But we have a few in our main gallery also. We have Salisbury University faculty on display with selected mentees. So a faculty member is paired with a former or a current student. So that exhibition is all about mentorship and sort of seeing a connection between an influence between a more senior artist and a developing artist. So that's exciting. And it also includes a living greenhouse in the gallery. So we are very excited about that.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Now, tell me what's coming to the Corcoran Gallery.
So that the Mentors and Makers is in the Corcoran Gallery. That's the Salisbury University faculty. We have a couple other galleries, including the Tubbs Gallery. That's going to feature the work of Washington Waxworks, and that's a collective of artists living in the D.C. area, and they all work in encaustic, which is melted wax.
So this is fantastic. It's called Meltdown, right?
That's correct. It's sort of an interesting medium. It's sort of niche, and we'll have a couple artists here in the gallery on Saturday, May 8th at 10 a.m. to do a free gallery talk that's open to the public. We will be distancing in the gallery, but for anybody that's not ready to come in person, we'll be live streaming it on our social media. So that'll be a chance for the community to hear more about the exhibition and each individual's work.
Okay, and then in the Ventures Gallery, we have Claiming Grace. What's that?
So this is work by Terry Schupbach-Gordon. She's, I believe, a Kentucky native that now lives in North Carolina, but she works a lot with collage on paper, and her exhibition will include some handmade books. So her pieces are pretty interesting. She's applying a lot of different media to paper.
And I don't think, Sarah, you've mentioned that May is Preservation Month, and that will be celebrated too, right? How are you guys going to do that?
Yeah, we try to recognize Preservation Month just as a way to highlight the importance of preserving, you know, some of the things that the Art League works to do, including the campus and, of course, our fine art. So each May, we've been celebrating Preservation Matters. So in the DeWitt Gallery, we usually select some pieces from the permanent collection that are in need of conservation by a professional conservator. This year, we're focusing on portraits, so we'll have on display some sort of vintage portraits from the collection that attendees can elect to adopt, we call it. So they would sponsor the cost of the conservation of the piece. And then next year, we usually come back and do an exhibition to showcase the pieces that were conserved the previous year. So this is real community involvement in maintaining the heritage here.
Just want to remind people, we're talking to Sarah Ganter. She's the executive director of the Rehoboth Art League. Some new exhibits opening this week. Give people some background who are not familiar, may not be familiar, Sarah, with the Rehoboth Art League.
The Rehoboth Art League was founded in 1938, and we're located in Henlopen Acres, which is right off the main drag in Rehoboth Beach. We have more than 3.5 acres of property, and we operate 5 buildings on campus. And we have several galleries that we run year-round. We also have an education program that runs year-round with classes in all kinds of mediums. We have a pottery studio on campus. And we're also a bit of history for the community. One of our buildings, which was built in 1743, is still one of the oldest in the area, still standing in its original location.